My day at school was all right, I guess. My classes were fine, but some of my friends teased me because I'm the shortest.
Remember, God created you just the way He wanted you, and He thinks you're beautiful. Hi there, come on in. Uncle Charlie here. Beautiful, that's the name of my story. Here are some familiar verses. Psalm 139, starting at verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My body was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. Our story, beautiful. Hannah dropped her backpack by the door and trotted out to the garage to find Mom, clad in jeans and an old T-shirt, sitting at her potter's wheel. As she watched, her mom wet her hands, placed her thumbs near the center of the lump of clay, and pressed downward as it spun on the wheel. Before her eyes, the mass of clay became hollow, narrowed, and grew in height. "How was your day at school?" asked Mom. Hannah thought a moment before answering. "Oh, it was all right, I guess. My classes were fine, but some of my friends teased me because I'm the shortest." Moving her hands to the outside of the lump of clay, Mom applied a bit of pressure to the sides of her vessel as it spun on the pottery wheel, making the clay elongate dramatically and grow taller. "Well, that wasn't very nice of them," she replied. Hannah sighed. "Yeah, well, I wish I was taller, but there's nothing I can do about it." Mom continued to gently push the sides of clay inward, making them rise even higher. Suddenly, the hollow column of clay that was forming bent over to the side and collapsed. "Oh, no!" exclaimed Hannah. "Your vase is ruined. It can't hold any flowers now. It's all bent." To her surprise, Mom replied, "Who said it was a vase?" Looking confused, Hannah asked, "Well, what is it then? It can't be much good like that." "No?" asked Mom. "You can't see what I see because you're comparing it to what you think pottery should look like. But I see it in light of the purpose I designed for it, and I say it's perfect. And since I'm the one who created it, my opinion is the only one that counts." "Okay," said Hannah, "so what is it?" "It's a metaphor," said Mom, "for my daughter, to show her how God sees her, and that His opinion is the only one that counts." Hannah rolled her eyes. "Okay, Mom, I get it. Your sculpture is beautiful because you created it, just like I'm beautiful, and the perfect height because God created me. You don't have to hit me over the head with it." Mom smiled. Sometimes I do." Well, how about you? Do you ever wish that you looked different? It's easy to compare ourselves to everyone else and feel like we don't measure up. But guess what? Everyone else is usually doing the same thing. Instead, remember that God created you just the way He wanted you. He thinks you're beautiful, and His opinion is the only one that counts. Isaiah 64:8, "We are the clay, and you our potter. We are the work of your hand." And our key thought, "You were formed by God." And don't forget, God never, ever makes a mistake. So be thankful for who you are and what you are. You are wonderfully made. Thanks so much for joining me for Keys for Kids. And don't forget to check out our great website, keysforkids.org. Bye now.